be a Giant?
Feels good. It's a good feeling. It's different, obviously, for me, but you know, my two visits here, I felt comfortable. Today, it's been a wild day, but it's been fun, and it feels good. So it's a good feeling to feel good at a place, finally. So it's nice.
You kind of take us through the last 24 or 30 hours of how long it's been.
Oh, it was a lot of flying. I flew in yesterday, had a workout early in the morning, went well, met with the coaches for a little while, you know, saw the doctors, obviously, and then, you know, took a quick flight back to Cincinnati and came back here in the morning once, you know, my mind was made up on coming here and joining this organization. So it's been a while, but it's been fun. It's been, you know, obviously there's a purpose for it, so I enjoyed it.
How'd you make up your mind?
The offer, or you just wanted to sleep on it?
One more time?
The offer was made last night, you just wanted to sleep on it?
Well, yeah, I had to do some thinking, and, you know, my family's back in Cincinnati still, so I definitely had to go back and sit down and talk about it.
How'd you make up your mind? Why here?
You know, there's, you know, throughout this whole process, there's been a lot of things happen, good and bad, on a lot of various different ways, and you know, you can do pros and cons to a lot of situations, but I think that, you know, for me personally, a lot of time I go off my gut and, you know, just kind of instincts, if you will, and that's kind of how I felt about this place.
What are your thoughts on the defense you're joining and some of the talent that'll be around?
Well, talent's definitely there. Now, you know, I know that they expect better, and I think that they will be better, and this is the first practice I've seen, and they look pretty good. I know the talent's there. You know, as far as the defense, literally, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it a little bit. I still haven't been in a meeting, so, but that, you know, that'll come with time. And you know, this defense already looked good today, and you know, they'll keep looking better.
What unique skill set do you see yourself bringing to the team?
One more time.
What unique skill set do you see yourself bringing to the team?
Well, for one, I bring experience. I think you know, DRC's played a while, Jenkins played a while, obviously, and you know, I think that sometimes you can't replace experience. You know, it's hard to, you know, it's different when you play 100 games than if you play 10 games. You know, just the feel and your knowledge of the game in general. You know, and that being said, I mean, even last year when I was in Cincinnati, you know, talking to some of the, you know, younger guys over there, you know, sometimes I learn stuff from them. So, you know, I'm coming into it with open mind, and, you know, I'm going to learn from them. I hope, hopefully they'll learn from me. And, you know, get this thing going.
Not everyone adjusts to playing in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
That's spending most of their life outside, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
How were you able to do
that? Well, I think it started early on for me. I did it a little bit in college. Depending on the year, depending on the team, you know, sometimes I stayed outside, sometimes I went back and forth, sometimes I stayed inside. So I think just starting early like that for me and going back and forth and being able to do both, and, you know, transitioning into the NFL and having to do the same thing, I think it was kind of a natural transition for me.
What have they told you about your role here?
Well, not a whole lot, but we've had some good talks. You know, we're talking about the slot, and, you know, I pride myself on being pretty versatile, and I know we've talked about that with the coaches. And, you know, at this point, you know, I'm just trying to learn the defense and a lot of the – you know, football is football to a certain extent, but, you know, the language of it and just the lingo and the little nuances of certain coverages, you know, I'll have to get, and, you know, that'll come.
What's it like to leave Cincinnati? Been there your whole career?
Yeah, it's bittersweet. I mean, it was a tough decision to make. Obviously, my family's back there, so that's, you know, obviously number one. But, like I said, I felt comfortable here, and I felt good about where this team is going. I like Coach McAdoo and really what he's been doing since he got here. So, like I said, I just went on my gut feeling and my instincts, and, you know, I feel comfortable here.
Leon, most often free agents, when they look at a place they might be considering, they'll talk to guys they know in that organization. Do you have any friends on this team, in this organization, and what was maybe a swaying point that they might have told you?
Well, I do know a few people on the team, but as far as calling them and asking them for advice as to, you know, good or bad about this place, I didn't do.
Didn't do.
Yeah.
So different set of skills you need playing inside in the slot and playing outside?
Skills, maybe. I mean, it's definitely a different mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a lot more going on, I think, in the slot, especially in the run game and, you know, and just protections. You know, you're blitzing a little bit more, so you'll need to know protections and, you know, what the quarterback may or may not say. I mean, there's other it's not so much physical is what I'm trying to say. I mean, you need to be quick, you need to be fast, but you need to be quick, you need to be fast. You know, on the outside, you need to be able to move well, you know, think on your feet, and, you know, you change the direction. But, you know, honestly, you need that inside or outside. But I think mentally is probably the bigger jump you'll have to take.
Does that need change over the course of your career? Does it become more of a specialized position at all?
As far as, what do you mean?
You know, like earlier in your career, you did play some slot. Has it changed? Has going inside there changed since, you know, your college career, early in your career?
Like mentally or physically?
Mentally or physically, or the expectations of who you're covering or what your assignments are?
No, not really. I think the only thing that changed for me was just knowing the position better, knowing what it takes. You know, just like I mentioned, the run game. Like when I early in my career, I mean, I didn't really think about it too much. I just kind of reacted to it. You know, as opposed to now, you know, you see guards and centers and tackles and quarterbacks doing certain things, and, you know, you'll pick up on it. But other than that, it's pretty much it.
How's your back?
Back's feeling good, which is a great feeling. I mean, it's been a long road for me, you know, since I had my surgery in January, but I kind of just been quietly going to work and rehabbing every day, working out, and, you know, for months now I've been working out, so it's been feeling good. I like it. I like where I'm at right now.
When do you think you got back to full strength? That around? Recently, or is it?
No, it's probably like April, or May, somewhere around there.
April-ish. You'll be ready to go and on the field tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the plan. I was gonna go today. I was actually half dressed, and then next time we put the shorts on.
Before signing, did you happen to look at the Giants' schedule for this year?
I did. Well, I looked at it after one of my friends had texted me about a game in November, so it's definitely something I'll be looking forward to, no doubt about that.
How soon do you think it will take you to acclimate yourself to the playbook and to the guys to be able to be in a rotation and get the kind of playing time that I'm sure they brought you to get?
Well, as far as the playbook, I think, you know, it just depends. I mean, it's hard to say. I think, you know, to a certain extent, you obviously need to be in the book and the iPad and studying. And then you need time on the field. And then, you know, obviously you're going to need time in the games to, you know, because sometimes things come up in the game that do not happen on the field. Or, you know, it happens every game. So it's just like you just got to take steps. And I'm going to try to slowly work my way into it. The coach has been helping me already. So, and as far as the players, I mean, that takes time too. I mean, you can't just jump into a situation where you already have a group that's, you know, been here for, you know, the past, you know, they had the last month off, but the past 2 or 3 months mm-hmm. together, and they know each other. Maybe they've been here for years. So, you know, you can't just jump in on day one or day two and expect to, you know, naturally just blend in with the guys. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just like anything else, you just kind of slowly work your way in. And, you know, I've talked to some of them already, and I know a few of them. And they're good guys, so I think that transition will be pretty smooth.
How tough have the last few years been for you physically, and is there anything you still have to sort of manage?
As far as managing, I think every player in that locker room has to do that to a certain extent. I mean, some more than others, but you know, you kind of just have to do what's best for you. Now, I do more now than I've done, you know, I did 4 years ago. You know, as far as stuff that I kind of do on my own, whether it's chiropractor, massages, stuff like that, extra time in the weight room doing certain exercises. But it just all depends, you know, how you kind of go day by day, see how the body feels, and then kind of attack an issue if it's, you know, if you have one.
Is there one specific part that maybe you have to, you keep an eye on more than others?
As far as my body?
Yeah, past injury type deal.
Really just recently I've just been trying to keep an eye on my back. Just being smart about it. I mean, especially this year, you know, I haven't played football. But, you know, just as an example, going into my training, you know, you always got to be smart and think about, you know, how is your body reacting to maybe a new training that you're doing. And, you know, it'll do the same thing here. You know, once you get going, you know, you always want to take care of your body and try to get on things before they become a bigger issue.
What have the last 2 months been like for you, obviously not being with the team, visiting teams, anything like that?
In the beginning, honestly, it was rough because it was a little different for me. But honestly, the last month or so, maybe a couple months, I kind of took the approach to block it out of my mind and just keep working. And I figure if I keep working, things will work out how they're supposed to work out. And I'm here now, so I'm pretty happy about it.
Did you sort of have this as like a target when the clock obviously started to tick?
Like a target is what you, like
when
you
want to sign on a team?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, I said that earlier about, you know, try to take my mind off it. But last week it was beginning to be hard, obviously, because training camp started up and I was getting real anxious. And, you know, I was hoping that it would be last week because I like to get in, you know, when everybody else gets in and get going with the team as soon as I can. But didn't work out that way. But you know what? Honestly, everything happens for a reason, and I'm happy about it. And I'm just trying to get in here, learn the playbook first of all. You know, get together with these guys, get out there on the field, and you know, it's obviously, like I said earlier, it's different from the playbook to the field. So I want to try to make it as smooth as possible. And I mean, the organization here has been phenomenal. I mean, from top to bottom, they've been trying to make it as smooth as and easy as it can be.
Coach Lewis said the other day that they had been in touch with you. Did they ever make you an offer, an actual offer or something?
Say that one more time.
Coach Lewis said the other day that there had been conversations with you about coming back to Cincinnati. Did they ever
we've been having some talks, you know, and offers were there, and we were kind of in early conversations about it. But, yeah, we've obviously been in contact for a while.
Did